I want an air pack.
Let's do it.
We're getting started.
Very aggressive ringer there, Paul.
Well, you know, I don't want
to
get
caught. Good call. Okay, it is 6 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. I'll stand and we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Weigle.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Middleton.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes from our February 8, 2022 meeting. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Tad for the discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. So Jenny, Tad, Dan, and Walt approve. Jennifer abstains. Next up is the public hearing for the redistricting of the city council legislative districts, if you will. And so we will pause the meeting and open up the public hearing for any public comment.
No pressure, Dale.
No pressure, Dan. No pressure. Okay. Seeing no public individuals who want to speak on it, we will close the public hearing. Can I have a motion to read ordinance number 2022-3 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Dan for the discussion. Mm-hmm. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2022-3 by title only.
Ordinance 2022-3, an ordinance reaffirming the governance of IC 36-4-6-5. Of the legislative body and establishing districts for the city of Columbia City, Indiana, pursuant to the 2020 U.S. Census.
So as a reminder, this is the second and final reading of this ordinance and reestablishes the new districts, the four city council districts across the city. Not super major changes, but some changes certainly to equate the population among the four districts. Were there any comments, questions, concerns since the last meeting? Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance number 2022-3 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Tad for the discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Okay, next up on the agenda is the annexation ordinance, which actually wasn't supposed to go on tonight's agenda. It will be on the next meeting agenda. So we are going to table that till the next meeting. Next up is resolution number 2022-5. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by, I'm sorry, I didn't see who seconded. Jennifer. Okay, seconded by Jennifer for the discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read resolution number 2022-5 by title only.
Resolution 2022-5, resolution opposing legislation regarding the business personal property tax.
So as you will remember, and I've talked about it multiple meetings, this resolution really is a way to outwardly say to our legislators that we believe that any reduction in the business personal property tax, number one, should be completely replaced to cities and local governments, including the city, the county, the school corporations, etc. And also recognizing a couple of things in here. Number one, that it actually is a shift in taxes, where it actually would shift tax rates from some of these businesses to residents and actually raise taxes on some residents. Also, as a part of this is obviously the loss of an estimated $66,000 in tax revenue to the city, which also, obviously, that impacts the services that we provide to our residents. This resolution does not specifically talk about whether or not we believe the business personal property tax is a good tax or a bad tax. It's merely saying that with the reduction of that we oppose the reduction of this without a stable replacement mechanism for funding public safety and parks and streets and things like that. So that's what this is, and I'm certainly welcome to any questions, comments, concerns that you have about this resolution.
So this has already been passed by the state legislature?
No. Okay. That's a great question. So the state legislature proposed cutting the floor, the business personal property tax floor, and what their proposal was effectively was to take the business personal property tax that has a depreciation floor of 30% currently, and they would basically phase that out. Now, for current equipment, that depreciation floor, as they phase that out, they would effectively replace that revenue for communities with a tax credit. The challenge is with any new equipment, they wouldn't replace it all. And their argument was effectively, well, the cities and towns and counties across the way, the assessed valuation continues to grow, so they're getting replacement. But that's not replacement because costs continue to go up, and we have to have revenue to obviously face those cost increases. So the nice thing, good news, that I think I've reported to you so far is that the Senate Tax and Fiscal Policy Committee actually stripped this language out of a bill, out of the bill, and actually replaced it with some various things that don't have an impact to cities and towns and school corporations, counties. So that's the good news. The bad news is because it passed one chamber, the bill can pass the second chamber, the Senate, with its new version, and then they go to conference committee. So I think the point of this resolution is to make it clear to our senators and representatives that represent this community and others that if they're going to eliminate the business personal property tax in any way, shape, or form, depreciation floor, or tax in general, whatever it is, there needs to be a stable replacement mechanism for cities and towns that make us whole in order to continue providing the services we provide to our residents. So that's an update. So good news, bad news. Good news is...
it sounded like it's already passed.
Yes, it has not passed yet. This is a way for us to make sure that our legislators know we're on record for what this means and what it could mean to our services we provide our residents. Yeah. Other questions?
And doesn't it drastically impact other communities a lot more than it would affect us? I mean, obviously, this has an effect, but there's some that's pretty drastic.
Yeah, business personal property tax equals about 9% of our total revenue, if you will, our total assessed valuation here in the city of Columbia City. But there are other cities that have a much higher industrial base than we do that are impacted much higher. There are some communities that have, 85% of their assessed valuation is business personal property tax, which is, imagine what the impact would be to them. I mean, it would decimate their community. This resolution does not comment on whether or not business personal property tax is good or bad. It's merely saying if you're going to get rid of something, at least make us whole. At least allow us to continue providing the services that we currently provide to our residents and funding those services. Other questions? Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion to approve resolution number 2022-5?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you for the support of that resolution. Next up, I believe, is Dale. So, Dale, why don't you come on up? This is for DOT America, who continues to grow by leaps and bounds. So, Dale.
Yeah, so good evening. Thank you for some time on the agenda. First of all, I'd like to apologize. Michael Vendrine was planning on being here tonight, but something came up. So I've spent quite a bit of time with him. By no means does he want to take this for granted by not being here. But again, a really good story about DOT America and their German parent and how they feel about Columbia City. They were here in August and presented a request for personal property tax abatement that was granted. Plus, they replatted and rezoned the property they owned behind the building. It went so smoothly, the German parents and their entire experience here went so well. They drastically increased the schedule for doing an improvement and more investment in the Columbia City facility. So they're going to double the size of the facility, at least 3.2 million dollars worth of building, 50,000 square feet. One of only two manufacturers that do this specialty medical device, vacuum plasma spray onto components, plus they're bringing in yet another unique thing. So it's one of a kind company that belongs to Columbia City. So the state of Indiana has awarded them an EDGE grant, and of course the state likes to see also the local communities doing their part in participating in some kind of incentive or help with them. In the memo, we talked about DOT has almost 50 employees, just a little bit above the county average. And they will be adding 15 more with this once the facility is done at about the same rate. Talk to the mayor a little bit. Look at a lot of times when we come in front of you with a real property tax abatement request, it's over 10 years. But we felt this time 5 years seemed to be a reasonable request, seeing how we just gave them the abatement on the personal property. It's still quite a tax benefit to the city. You consider the $3.2 million over the 10-year periods, like I said, almost $621,000 net present value to the city for it. Again, the tax abatement helps, especially as building costs are considerably higher than they were a couple of years ago. Both Michael and his counterparts in Germany were really hopeful that they could get this abatement. And I'm happy to take some of the questions that I can't answer, but hopefully you saw the advanced materials. Yes?
So they're going to go back then into that.
They're going back. They have to be a little bit careful because there's a county tile, a drain, and there's a 75-foot easement. Just back.
To be clear, when you say back, you're going what, south or southeast?
You're going southeast, more east than south.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Trying to reorient because that drive kind of.
Yeah, I believe that was maybe formerly some passages property that they bought
that's
a long
right.
time ago.
That's right.
And they, unbeknownst to them, they didn't realize it wasn't zoned industrial, and so that took place. We took care of that last
August. Gotcha. Great. Other questions of Dale? I personally, obviously, DOT America, I remember when we did the ribbon cutting for them and the Lieutenant Governor came down and it was such a big deal, and the fact that they just continue to grow, I think, is not only shows how great of a company they are, but also that they continue to invest here, and that their German parent company, if you will, that they continue to see this place, this city, this community as a place where they want to keep investing. Big bucks. I mean, $3 million isn't anything to sneeze at. So big bucks. And so I think it's a really great thing. And again, understanding the tax environment, specifically understanding what the council is, rightfully so, been frustrated about in the past about tax abatements, about people not coming forward and stuff. I think the nice thing about DOT is that they have been pretty consistent in coming to the meetings and talking about their growth and stuff.
Yeah, and I think they're also routinely, they're the very first ones to get their CFOs.
Yes. So, but I do like the 5-year, obviously. I think it's beneficial to both parties and certainly shows our commitment and yet what isn't a long, drawn-out process over a 10-year period. So, other thoughts or questions? Excellent. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dale.
Okay. So, Can I have a motion to read resolution number 2022-6 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read resolution number 2022-6 by title only.
Resolution 2022-6, a resolution of the Columbia City Common Council approving the deduction of assessed valuation for real property improvements.
Okay. Any questions about the actual resolution itself? Okay. Can I have a motion to approve resolution number 2022-6? And grant a 5-year real property abatement.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Walt. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Thanks, Dale.
My septic system's failing, so I have to go.
Okay. That is important. Department head reports. Chip.
Earlier tonight, the Board of Works approved the $1.1 million street upgrade to Westgate, and that's through Wayne Asphalt. Sorry, we don't want to get those two confused. Still in negotiation with Staffco to acquire land for the drainage for there. Last thing, Chapman's Kitchen officially opened today. Ate there a couple times last week, and it's good, so nice addition to downtown.
Question to Chip.
Are they open for lunch, too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Highly recommend the Irish nachos. Highly recommend. Tom.
Obviously, they opened today, so Chip must have helped himself last week to the refrigerator. Just a couple of quick things. The LAPC is going to have a training exercise April 23rd. It should be a very good training exercise for a lot of public safety agencies in Whitley County. Got several planning events before we have it, so I'm hoping we get a good turnout. Everything in my department currently is mechanically is working well, and as everybody said, I'm probably jinxing myself, so hopefully not, but that's a big thing. Seems like something broke all the time. And I will yield the rest of my time to Mike Shoda and Sean Licky, because last time Board of Works, they had jinxy reports.
Question to Tom. Thank you, Mike.
Spectrum Engineering's been working on a few issues been having with lift stations with the SCADA system and dispatch. Hopefully come to a solution with that shortly. Torque Engineering has been in and calibrated all our flow meters for the year. We have to do that every year for NPDES permit and IDEM. The RFQs for the Force Main project, I sent those out to 11 different firms. I have heard back from 8 of them, so that's good news. Hopefully we're going to have 8 different ones to be able to classify their qualifications. And our sludge boiler during its yearly inspection that we do, the pressure relief valve is leaking, so we're going to have that replaced. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Questions of Mike. Thank you. Mike.
The board passed are is allowing me to put VFD on well 9 and new meter also. And also the last couple of work days, we've been working with drainage issues around town.
Questions of Mike? Thank you.
Mark.
We are in the middle of our baseball and softball registration, so people are coming into our office quite a bit. We're cheering for that. Father-daughter dance pictures came in this morning, so we've either texted or called everybody. And so that just meant everybody and the brother came in today to get pictures. So it's kind of been crazy. We did avoid a lot of flooding last week. Did flood, but not to the point where it got in buildings, which was great. I've been ordering supplies for the summer, and I feel about it.
Questions of Mark. Thank you. Terry.
Working with SDS Communications and Peerless Midwest on the communication error at well 9 to our fiber network. So we're hoping that they have that figured out by the end of the week, and we'll get well 9 up on the fiber room. have tonight.
Questions of Terry?
Thank you. Sean?
I met with Awan Thorne today to get some new keypad readers for your access to our substations. It's a project we've been working on for a long time, so we're just going to bite the bullet. Absolutely, can put that in. We got our status to come back up after a glitch in some of the software last week. Thank you, Terry, for your help on that. We signed and we will be sending out the Main Street lighting project for bid, hopefully, the first of March. Hopefully award that the end of March to start working on that and have that done this summer. So we'll have new street lighting from North Street on State Road 9 to US 30. There'll be decorative poles, they'll have banners, Christmas decoration holders. It'll look real nice. All the lines will be buried, so no more wire going back and forth across State Road 9. And we're starting to work on specs for a new 70-foot bucket truck that to replace our 2006 model.
Questions of Sean? Thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
Sally?
Nothing.
A couple of things for your information. Obviously, potholes have jumped up everywhere across the city. Okay. Obviously, the going from 8 degrees to almost 60 degrees in a matter of a couple of days has really wreaked havoc on a couple of places. We had our crews out, our street crews out, trying to patch holes today. Keep in mind, it's a little challenging to patch holes when it's wet because you really got to dry it out before you put asphalt back in it. So we've tried to do the best we could today. We're going to continue to work on that throughout the week. Obviously, we're supposed to get some snow on Thursday and Friday of this week. So I posted something today on Facebook, but I want to just let you all know that our guys were out there trying to get those potholes filled. I know Line Street is pretty bad. I know there's been a couple of other locations. Plaza Drive has at least a big one from what I've heard. As well as Arrowhead Court and a couple other places. So I just want you to be aware that we're very aware of that. I've been encouraging individuals to use the report it feature in our app. If you didn't remember, we have an app. And that is a good streamlined way to get those things to the right place. But in case you get calls, obviously if you get calls, feel free to record the address or where it's at. Shoot an email over to Kelly. And we'll try to get it done and fixed as soon as possible. There's just a lot of them. It's not just us, thankfully. It's everybody, but still, it doesn't make it any better. We're working on it. Continue to work on lots of different projects. Tomorrow, the Youth Council and I will be going to the State House for our visit. So I'm excited about providing that resolution to our senators and representative. I say senators because we'll be changing senators at the end of this year, but to both of those individuals as well as Representative Judy. Been having a lot of just a lot of meetings and things that are moving well. We have a lot of great progress, a lot of individuals who seem to be really excited about where the city's going, and so I appreciate all of your support in those things. I will tell you that next Thursday and Friday I'm going to be in Indianapolis for Mayor's Institute. I'll also be having a meeting with Sean and Chip, I think, and IMPA regarding some economic development projects we're working on. So that'll be a trip well spent, if you will. Also want to give you a forewarning that on the 8th of March, I've been asked to attend the county council meeting to talk about the opportunity for a combined dispatch center. And so, again, as I just want to remind the council that this is a scenario in which the county has came to us, that this is not the city imposing our will on the county, but that the county came to us asking for an opportunity for partnership. So I will. I've been, talking to the commissioners about what that could potentially look like. And certainly, before any decisions are made, certainly those will come in front of you because certainly they impact you just as much as they do me. So our departments are busy. One other thing I wanted to mention, really not a whole lot from the police and dispatch departments individually. Gary had sent me a report, but it really was there really wasn't much to it. So I guess that's the good news, is no news is good news in the police department in a lot of ways. So here it is. We approved Veterans Marathon in the Board of Works meeting. As Sean talked about, we're moving forward with the Main Street lighting project, so a lot of good things happening, and we are only in February, so it'll be a busy year. It'll be a busy year. Walt?
Nothing.
Dan?
Just to reestablish my appreciation for all you guys and what you put together for us last week to help us understand what your needs are and how we can keep having the city moving in a positive direction. So thank you for all the time you guys put into that, because it's, I know it can be a hassle sometimes, but we appreciate it.
Jennifer?
I wanted to give an update on the ordinance committee. We met today. We spent most of the meeting talking about the UTV, ATV, side-by-side conversation. It's still ongoing. I understand that there's been some question about why is this taking so long. The fact of the matter is, like, when we are in there looking at our ordinances and planning to make changes, we really must spend the time that's necessary making sure that we have it right, hopefully the first time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it might take a minute.
Great.
We beat that thing to death.
Yeah.
But it's important.
It's not as easy as just saying, right, okay, yeah, you can do this. Yeah. We have to think about the safety factors and, well, what if they interpreted this, and we need to think about how our law enforcement officers are going to actually follow through with the stuff that's in the ordinances that we're putting together. There's a lot that goes into it. It's more than just deciding, okay, today we're going to change this. So
there's a lot of state laws and codes that follow, sure, that we have to follow that, mm-hmm, we didn't realize before. And so when you look at all those things that go into it, it's quite a cluster of stuff.
Yeah, I think people don't really understand what all goes into it and sure, that it's more involved than it might seem like. And, you know, we want to do the job that we were put here to do. So.
Sure. Well, I appreciate that, and obviously I think, you know, for every yes, there's a no, right? For every person or group that says we really should do this, there are others that are saying, no, we shouldn't do this. And so I think it's a good exercise, if nothing else. It's a good exercise to take that into consideration and figure out exactly what is the best route for the city. So I appreciate the diligence that you all are putting into that, for sure. Thank you. Tad?
I just want to say I really enjoyed the retreat last week, but I really missed Marsh's report.
Yeah.
But she always does such an entertaining job of her new laws. So maybe at some point you can entertain us with those, Marsha, in the near future.
I'll try to put on some.
Just put a little something together for us.
Well, you want us to put it on the next agenda?
It could be impromptu.
Thanks, Dad.
That's it.
I have nothing.
Press. And no public, so we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
I was giving.